Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, May 15th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Good Task. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note focused on upcoming iPad hardware as well as Apple glasses. Kuo first says that Apple will launch a new 10.8-inch iPad during the second half of 2020, followed by a new iPad mini that's between 8.5 inches and 9 inches during the first half of 2021. According to the analyst, the selling points of these iPads will be, quote, the affordable price tag and adoption of fast processors, much like with the iPhone SE. This report from Kuo comes after earlier rumors of an iPad Air refresh with an in-screen Touch ID sensor. Apple currently offers the 10.2-inch iPad, which retails for $329, and the 10.5-inch iPad Air, which retails for $499. Bringing in-screen Touch ID to the entry-level 10.2-inch iPad seems unlikely, as the low price point is the main driving factor behind its success. But it's unclear whether this affordable 10.8-inch iPad referenced by Kuo is a new version of the 329 model or the 499 iPad Air. It's also possible that the iPad with in-screen Touch ID is further down the roadmap than later this year, and therefore multiple generations in the future. Other details about this so-called iPad mini refresh are also unknown, but the screen size is interesting. The current iPad mini has a 7.9-inch display, so it's possible that Apple will reduce the iPad mini's bezel sizes in order to fit the larger 8.5 or 9-inch display in a similar form factor. It's also unclear whether this would eliminate the home button, bringing perhaps in-screen Touch ID or Face ID to the iPad mini for the first time. And finally, Kuo says that Apple will launch its long-rumored Apple Glasses sometime in 2022 at the earliest. The report explains that Apple Glasses will be tricky and expensive to manufacture because of the multi-layered approach to creating the innovative mixed reality and AR experience that Apple wants. But with that being said, the release date is still more than 2 years away, so additional delays or changes in the roadmap are to be expected. In other news, a handful of Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro owners say that their iPad's battery life drops significantly quicker when using the keyboard with the backlight enabled. As a quick reminder, the iPad Magic Keyboard does not have a separate battery and instead uses the smart connector to get power from the battery of the connected iPad Pro. Apple itself does not release official battery statistics on how much the Magic Keyboard is expected to affect performance, so what is considered normal behavior is somewhat debatable itself. Based on the reports we've been getting from readers, it's hard to find one root cause of these problems. Perhaps the Magic Keyboard backlight is especially power-hungry in some models, or maybe the keyboard itself is drawing more power than it needs. Some readers have said that they have seen their Magic Keyboard backlight stay lit up even though the iPad itself is idle. If the backlight is turning on erratically, this could possibly explain the instances of battery drain when the iPad is not in use. It's not clear if this is a software or hardware issue or a combination of the two, but some users have said they solved the problem by having their Magic Keyboard replaced by Apple under warranty. In some testing, getting the Magic Keyboard replaced under warranty and pairing it with the same iPad resulted in better battery life numbers and something more in line with what you would expect. One test found that the iPad Pro lost around 14% battery life after an hour and 15 minutes of usage, whereas the original Magic Keyboard lost 25% battery life in the same test. So if you are seeing bad battery life when using your iPad with the Magic Keyboard, getting Apple to swap the Magic Keyboard may be the answer. But with that being said, we are hesitant to blame this solely on faulty hardware, and it's very possible that a software glitch is also a factor here. But at this point, we simply don't know, and Apple has not provided any public information. We are sponsored this week by Good Task. Good Task is a powerful task manager that's built on the iOS Calendar and Reminders applications. You can use it as a simple checklist or as a complex project management tool to get big things done. One of the most powerful features in Good Task is the ability to sort reminders and calendar entries with something called a smart list. This allows you to filter items by priority, due date, tags, location, and so much more. GoodTask also supports quick actions for seamlessly adding tasks the way you want. This is great for those recurring things that you do over and over again, but still want to track on your to-do list. And one of my favorite features of GoodTask is the Apple Watch app. This allows you to easily manage and add new items to your to-do list directly from your Apple Watch. And just this week, a new update to GoodTask added an all-new Today page for tracking your tasks, as well as a new goals feature, templates, and so much more. The app keeps getting better, and it's completely native on iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch, plus their support for syncing with Microsoft Exchange and integration with Siri shortcuts. Learn more and get started today for free at goodtaskapp.com. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9to5Toys include Apple's 10.2-inch iPad, which is up to $99 off, with deals starting at $250. Amazon is matching its previous discounts and its all-time low price here. Next up, you can also grab Apple's AirPods Pro at $224 shipped. That's down from the usual $225 price tag and a match of our previous mention. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen. And it's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to GoodTask for their support of 9to5Mac Daily this week. You can learn more at goodtaskapp.com. You can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.